This is We've Got Issues on IPR News Radio, a weekly chat about the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Cormorants in the Great Lakes are safe from sharpshooters this year. For more than a decade, double-crested cormorants were shot in Lakes Michigan and Huron. It was a program to protect sport fish, like perch, from the birds. But last spring, a federal judge stopped the program, and now hopes that the program might start up again have fizzled. IPR Executive Director Peter Payette has been following this story. Hi, Peter.
Hi, David.
Remind us again why these birds were being killed and where this was happening.
Well, double-crested cormorants eat a lot of fish, and some people object to them eating fish that are important to them, like fish farmers in the South. And in the Great Lakes, the complaints have come from people in coastal communities that depend on tourism, where tourists come to go fishing. So the classic example in the Great Lakes is the Lacheneau Islands. Those are in northern Lake Huron in the eastern Upper Peninsula. And people there say perch just disappeared, and it coincided with the rise of cormorants, the number of cormorants in the Lacheneau Islands. There's some scientific evidence to support this causal connection. And they say it devastated the local economy, the tourism economy in the Lacheneau Islands. So the Fish and Wildlife Service was hearing stories like these and in 2003 issued a depredation order. And that was basically an authorization for local governments to use lethal force to control cormorants where it seemed necessary. And that order was in effect up until last spring. And cormorants were killed in near Ludington, around Beaver Island, over in Saginaw Bay, and a few other places in the Great Lakes.
Why did a federal judge stop the program?
Well, the judge found that the Fish and Wildlife Service was not doing the research that would be required to allow these birds to be killed. He said that their data was old and that it needed to be updated. And in the absence of that, they couldn't really justify allowing cormorants to be killed all over the eastern U.S.
With the program stopped, what are supporters of this program saying?
Well, they were hoping the Fish and Wildlife Service would get the research done, go back to the judge, say we've done our homework, and that the program could resume. But that has not happened. And in October, Fish and Wildlife put out a document that suggested it wasn't a priority, although it did say there was a team working on it. But the people I talked to here in Michigan, they say they can't find those people. They don't know who is working on it, and they can't get anyone to respond to their phone calls or emails.
How can a population of birds impact the fish population so significantly?
Well, they're big birds, and they chase fish underwater. They don't just swoop down and maybe pick one off the surface. They swim after fish. And they also, as a group, seem to be able to kind of herd fish, say, in a harbor area. They'll push all the fish into one corner and then eat them all up.
You've described a cormorant population that was, very high in the early 2000s and then seems to have gone down a bit. What's the larger population story of this bird in the Great Lakes?
Well, there were no cormorants in the Great Lakes in the 1960s and early 70s. Then a colony was found in 1978. Well, there were no cormorants in the Great Lakes in the 1960s and early 70s, and that was because of the pesticide DDT. Then a colony was found in 1978, and the numbers came up and up and were increasing into the 90s. And then the so-called depredation order, the lethal control of cormorants, began in 2003. And the number of cormorants compared to that time is, as I say, quite a bit lower.
Will the program restart, do you think?
Well, it's certainly not going to start this spring, as some in the sport fishing community had hoped. And it's not clear that it'll start again anytime in the foreseeable future.
What's at stake here with this program?
Well, I suppose we'll see in the absence of lethal control whether cormorants in the Great Lakes can rebound to population levels like we've seen in the past. I suppose also it will be a difficulty for the DNR because, remember, the state of Michigan hatches a lot of fish in hatcheries. And when you stock them into the lake, you pull up a truck and pour hundreds of thousands of fish in at a particular location. That tends to attract cormorants in areas where they are. And at this point, the people doing the stocking won't have any way to fend off cormorants other than to light off fireworks. They won't be able to shoot one out of the sky, which tends to be a pretty effective deterrent.
Peter Payette, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, David.